It's day 96 of hashtag 365. Hiya!
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
Now, I mentioned this in the motivational kind of podcast at the start of this week. Those weird motivation tapes that I started doing. I actually really enjoy doing them, I have to say. They're wicked to walk around to. Sorry, I still did a little burp there. I mentioned The One Thing. Now, I read a book about this a while back called The One Thing. And it didn't change my life forever, but it's certainly a useful principle. It's important to have your overarching goals. It's important to have that written down, that clear, focused goal, that thing that you're aiming to achieve. Because once you've got that focused goal, everything in your life starts to point towards that focus goal. It's like magic, actually. It really is. It's also important to have those micro goals. Those, what am I doing this week? What can I do? What can I achieve? That play into that large focus goal. But it's also important to ask yourself, what is the one thing that you can do on any given day to make a difference to your overall goal? What is the one thing? If you do nothing else today at all, what is the one thing that you need to do to help move you towards that goal? Whatever your goal might be, might not even be a weight loss goal. Whatever that goal is, what is the one thing that you can do? Having that presence of mind to stop and ask yourself what it is makes such a big difference, let me tell you. So relating to weight loss, relating to hashtag 365, for me, this weekend in my timeline that I'm currently in, it's Easter weekend, where there's going to be lots of food, and food that is seemingly outside of my control. I actually appreciate now that it is in my control. It's up to me what I eat. It's up to me how much of it I eat. It's up to me to ensure that I stay in my calories. No matter what temptation is floated in front of me, it's up to me to stay on point with it. It's not up to anybody else. It's not fair of you to ask people to not create desserts, to not pour glasses of wine, to not have, you know, a big sharing platter or whatever, because you can't handle it. That's not really fair. Be nice, sure, if they didn't. But it's not, it's on you, it's not on them. Right? This is your journey. You've got to take that personal responsibility. You know, I am taking that personal responsibility. But I know there's going to be a lot of food around this weekend. I know there is. My wife's parents tend to do that thing where they'll create a sort of load of food and they'll stick it in the middle of the table and then everybody just sort of takes what they want. And there's always far too much. So if you're like me and you struggle to say no, you end up just going back for seconds, thirds, fourths. It's ridiculous. You end up getting so stuffed because you just can't stop yourself. So my one thing, the one thing that I'm going to ensure that I do over this weekend, the one thing is stick religiously to my calories. I'm going to do away with all the other restrictions I'm placing on myself. Well, I'm not going to do away with them. I'm not going to break them for the sake of it. But I'm not going to worry about alcohol. I'm not going to worry about anything else. I'm just going to focus on that one thing. Just, Alex, this Easter weekend, whatever happens, just stick to your calories. Don't worry about anything else. Just stick to your calories. Don't have to worry about going on a run or a walk or anything like that. Sure, if you do it, great. Just stick to your calories. That's is my one thing. Because I know that if I focus on that and I shut everything else out and I get through this weekend, and I know this sounds so overblown. I know we're just talking about eating some nice food here, right? I get it. I know this sounds crazy, but this is the battle that I'm talking about. I know that if I get through this weekend and I've stuck to my calories, that is going to feel like such an achievement. Because it's always these sorts of things that derail me. So if I focus on that one thing, I can tell people about that one thing as well. I'll say, no, my one thing this weekend is that I'm just going to stick to... So please don't offer me second. You know, you can have those conversations. I don't want any dessert. Do you mind if I go off when you guys are eating dessert? It can be that serious. Do you know what I mean? If you're an alcoholic, people would take it that seriously. You know, if you're an alcoholic and you said, look, you know, do you mind actually just not offering me any wine? Like, pour other people's wine. Just don't offer it to me. Just because I'll find it'll be really difficult for me to say no. Just don't offer me dessert. I just don't offer it to me. I don't even want to know about it. I won't think you're rude if you dish other people. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you have to have these conversations with people. Don't expect them to just do it, right? Talk to people about things. Anyway, that's my one thing. So what's your one thing? Over the next few days, what's the one thing that you're going to do? What are you going to put into place? Ask yourself and then do it. And I'll see you tomorrow for day 97.